may halos 300,000 dolyar ang nawala dahil sa mga online puppy scams ngayong lockdown. Ibinahagi ng dog breeders na sina Barry at Miriam Wickers ang opinion nila ukol dito.
I used to live in the Philippines for 2.5 years, and we met. I was at a dog show in the Mega Mall, and we met there at the dog show.
I spent my time at Mega Mall because I was tired that time. I went at my work as massage therapy.
They have spectators at the dog show. And at the Mega Mall, the spectators can actually sit around the ring while the dogs are being shown.
Ngayon nakatira na sina Barry at Miriam sa Victoria. Nakapoko sila sa pag-show at pag-breed ng mga American Staffordshire Terriers.
I started showing dogs when I was 16 years old, and that was in 1964. And I just progressively kept on. I started with German Shepherd dogs for about 25 years. I bred and showed them, and very successfully. And then I moved on to smaller dogs, Boston Terriers. I lived up in Brisbane when I had those. And when I came back to Victoria, I had my last 3 Boston Terriers. When they died, I just couldn't face getting another Boston. I was missing them so much. I needed a breed of dog that was more robust, that would be longer living, and something that was more protective for the family. Mm-hmm. But in the same instance, they were kind and workable dogs. But we don't just show our American Staffies. We do lure coursing as well with our dogs. And they're excellent breed of dog for, they take them in and use them as disabled dogs, you know, like in the hospitals.
Una, natakot ako kasi siyempre malalaki ang mga aso namin. And then, takes time, and then I think, because it's return box. How you look after the dogs. If you show your love, they return back to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hesitate the how I give a love with them, because when it comes that we need them, they protect us. They are very protective. We don't have children yet, but I treated my dog like our children.
Ngayong panahon ng pandemic, may mga nalulungkot na naghahanap ng mga aso. Dahil dito, laganap ngayon ang mga fake puppy ads online. Ayon kay Barry, nakaregister ang totoong breeder sa Australian National Kennel Council.
Well, it's been going on for some time. And not just lately, it's been going on for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Mm.
And it's annoying. And it's wrong, and it's annoying as to the fact that the true and honest breeder is registered with the Australian National Kennel Club, and its local body here in Victoria is Dogs Victoria. You have Dogs New South Wales, Dogs South Australia, Dogs Queensland, Dogs Western Australia. They're the governing bodies for all the breeders, and they control the breeders. They set down a set of rules that we have to follow and abide by. Now, if someone's looking at buying a pup, and they should not just believe what ads they see, they should actually question the person by asking the person, what governing body do you belong to? And what is your membership number?
Yes.
And write those down and then say to the person, look, can I get back to you a bit later? And then ring those governing bodies, give the membership number and ask that governing body, have they heard of this person? And is it true that they are a breeder? Because they have the list of breeders, and they have the list of breeders that have puppies. So it's the only way of safeguarding yourself, one, to get a genuine pup that has been bred by breeders that care and that abide by a genetic code, and two, it will stop that scammer. If she asks, or the person asks those questions, that scammer, I'll guarantee you, will turn their phone off immediately. If your listeners are interested in a pup, there's another way of guaranteeing themselves, and that's to go on online to it's called Dogs Online, and only genuine breeders and breeders that are registered with the Australian National Kennel Club can actually advertise online with them. And that's guaranteeing them, all breeds of dogs, that's guaranteeing that they are genuine. It is wrong what people do. They use pictures of other people's dogs. Even to the fact that we had pictures of our first litter that Miriam and I had. There was pictures used of puppies that we had, and that was going back a couple of years ago, and I stopped that with the Australian National Kennel Club. They investigated it with the police, and that particular people did actually get in trouble.
Ayon kay Barry, dapat alalahanin ng mga tao na pangmatagalan ang pagkakaroon ng aso.
In this current climate at the moment, our governing body has asked us to preferably not to breed, because their worry is the fact that these people that are in lockdown, lonely, didn't want a pup prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
They get a pup when the lockdown's finished and open. Are they going to keep that dog in the right conditions? Are they going to keep looking after it, or are they going to put it into a dog's home? They've got to ask themselves, are they going to commit themselves to this dog for 10, 15, 16 years? And are they going to love that dog all that time?
Para sa mga seryoso na mag-alaga ng aso, saad ni Miriam na naging malaking biyaya sa kanyang buhay ang mga alaga nila.
Sa pagiging malayo sa pamilya, naiiwasan ko yung pagiging boring at saka yung pagiging malungkot. Kasi instead na ma-bored ako o instead na nalulungkot ako, tinatawag ako ng aso. So, nai-stop ako doon. So, nabibigyan ako ng siguro panghabang solusyon na naaaliw ako sa kanila. Na alam ko na pro-protektahan ako kung sakaling may taong magtatangka na saktan kaming mag-asawa.
She's very involved with them in the fact that one of the dogs, the very first dog that I had and that I had, I was living in Australia. I imported him from Italy. I took him to the Philippines with me, and he was the one I showed in the Philippines. He became a multi-international champion. It takes you into its heart and it gets into your heart. And it's done that. He loves Miriam, that particular dog. And he follows her everywhere. He is very protective of her.